Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
If you're like me, you are being inundated with approaches around cryptocurrencies. It's almost a war on your social media. Whatever you post, somebody's telling you in response, even if it's got nothing to do with cryptocurrencies, they're responding about it. I'm getting friend requests from magnificent looking people who I look to see if I know. I don't, they look familiar. But then before I know it, I realize that they are Bitcoin traders. Joining us on the line is Maya Fisher French, presenter of popular award winning Money Matters show on ENCA, founder of Maya on Monday, and editor of the Money Pages at City Press. Thanks for chatting to us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning.
So initially I thought that I was really, really appealing to a very cool bunch of people who all wanted to be my friend. But it turns out they just want to get me involved in some Bitcoin thing or other.
Absolutely. I can tell you without any doubt that every single time you are approached by somebody through social media to invest in Bitcoin, it is a scam. That's how all scams run. Nobody, you know, if you think about it, you know, Alan Gray, or Investec, mm-hmm. Right. or any of the large fund right. managers you think of, don't approach people directly on social media.
Through cool looking people.
I am a successful yeah. fund manager.
Right, exactly.
Look at me. Follow me. Just give me some money. So I think people need to just realize that if you are being approached or solicited to invest in Bitcoin, it is a scam.
And so it's a good rule.
Please don't email me and say, do you think this one is? Because yes, it is.
Answer your own email. Just say, yes, it is before you. But yes, what is it? Yes. I mean, are they successful with these scams? Successful in inverted commas, meaning are they getting people's money?
Absolutely. In fact, I wrote an article about a young woman who has lost her entire retrenchment package to one of these scam guys. And, you know, what they do is they get people to refer you because – you know, so what actually happens is they approach people on social media, but how it really happens is that I get it quite often because I have quite a big social media following. So somebody puts on my social media timeline, oh, I never thought I'd be able to make money by trading. Right, yeah. And I was approached by this guy and it'll have a handle, the name of somebody, and he's made me so much money. It's amazing. And this is how they do these testimonials.
So it becomes a circular thing. Mm.
Yes, and then the same thing happens. You get invited to join a WhatsApp group, or Telegram's the big one at the moment. They're all joining Telegram, and you get all these testimonials of these people who've made all this money. But of course, it's all fake. They're not real people. And even the persona of the people on social media, on Twitter or whatever, have actually been stolen from other people. So the one that we tracked, for example, they had designed him all around a real day trader, a real person, in the United Kingdom, and stolen his images, stolen his graphs,
quite sophisticated.
To make it appear real. They're very sophisticated.
Is there a way to stop it? I mean, are they seeing these scams in, you know, we know about the 401 scams from Nigeria. We know about fake news during US elections from, let's say, Ukraine or one of those areas. Is there an area that these are coming from?
So at the moment, somebody has been assisting me, Jean Leroux from the Atlantic Council. He does research into digital misinformation.
Right.
And he's identified that there's 300 fake social media accounts that are being used for this. And he has identified that some of the accounts have originated in Uganda.
Right.
But what he's not sure is whether or not those Ugandan accounts were hacked or were originally those people's.
Right.
But we are now, of course, picking up a Nigerian link as well, as he's doing further investigations. And this is the problem. This is so virtual. It's globalized that authorities would all need to work together. You know, it's not happening in South Africa. It's not a single person involved in this is actually South African, except the victims. So what you know, it gets very difficult to, you know, to do it. The only thing we are doing is that somebody like Luno. So Luno is a cryptocurrency platform where you can actually buy your Bitcoin. Yeah. You can buy them there, you can keep it as an investment, or you can use it to transfer to other people's accounts, like a bank account almost. Yeah. So, of course, they are being used by these crypto guys to tell people, well, transfer me Bitcoin via Luno. So as soon as Luno is notified that this is a crypto scam, they can close that wallet. Mm. But the problem is they just form another wallet or they use another platform. So it's just never ending. But obviously, yeah, you know, the only thing you can do is you've got to stop doing it. People have got to stop giving them their money. That's how we stop them.
This must be a major concern for legitimate cryptocurrency traders, because this really does tarnish an entire industry, and an industry that people like myself are skeptical of anyway because we don't really understand it. So add this layer to it, which is one of, I don't know, fraud and a scam nature to it, and it makes people even more nervous around cryptocurrencies.
Absolutely, and I think that's the problem. And I think, you know, in chatting to Luno, this is their big concern, because sure, they are a legitimate platform. They're in 40 countries around the world. But they are being used to perpetuate, you know, their platform is being used. And even more than that, people are pretending to be Luno. So I've even had victims showing me the actual apps that have been designed to look like Luno. And put it on their phones. So they are being highly targeted. And it's very bad for them, because it's making it, obviously, they're having to struggle against that side of it. And remember, the thing is that he's saying the problem is Bitcoin remains unregulated. So there's very little. They would love Bitcoin to be regulated, because then you can start knowing who's, because you'd have to be, legitimate, of course, registered to be trading Bitcoin. And then once you're registered, you know they're legit. So it's a bit of a catch-22.
But as it becomes more sophisticated, or as the industry matures, it is a young industry, as it matures, surely these things should settle a little bit, that people will say, or people will understand, all right, these are the legitimate traders and I'm not going with others. Or is it going to require legislation and policing in a much more visible manner?
Going to need, as we do, we've seen it now with, we must understand, this started, when all these scams started, it was actually Forex scams. And, you know, and they're still around. Mm, they are still around. One thing that, you know, what regulators can do is they say this platform is not approved by us, or it's not registered with us. So at least when you're dealing with them, you know, okay, I'm dealing with something that's unregistered or unrecognized.
Right. Absolutely frightening. So your advice to people?
You know, the simple one is, if somebody approaches you on social media, asks you to join a WhatsApp group or Telegram group about investing in Bitcoin, just don't. Those are scams. Yeah. If you are interested in it, go directly to a platform like Luno, and that's luno.com, by the way. And it goes to the website. Don't download the app through other people. Yeah. You can download that, but make sure you're doing it yourself. And they've got a lot of information on there. Even if you start, put in 100 rand, see how it works, understand it. Mm. And I think the most important thing is and remains a very high risk investment. This is not something you put your retrenchment money into or your pension money, because Bitcoin goes as fast up as goes as fast down as it goes up.
Very, very good advice. Maya Fisher French, presenter on Money Matters on ENCA, talking to us about the scams that are prevalent with cryptocurrencies. Maya, thank you for chatting to us. I really appreciate it.